You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome in. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. We've got Olin Kreutz. We've got Patrick Manley. I am Mully from The Morning Show. And we got a 31-3 victory for the Chicago Bears, the most lopsided victory of the year and a necessary result with the Bears now a 10-win team.
Hey, Mully, what was the title of that song that we came in with?
Taking Care of Business, I believe.
There we go. That's what they did. Oh, man, that was nice. A nice, easy win, right? It was nice to have that happen. And it's kind of what we thought would happen. I didn't think it would be that easy. Kind of to round it up, I didn't realize how bad the Titans were, you know, because we watched the tape of the Titans and it made Shador look a little bit better and the Cleveland Browns look a little bit better, but the Bears needed to do what they needed to do, and they did it. Nice little easy win, but Olin, your tweet in the middle of maybe the third quarter was perfect. Basically said, I'm on to Green Bay, and I said, hell yeah, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so confused this year, you know? I want the focus, but then I'm on to Green Bay, and I want to play Green Bay already and get those guys off Soldier Field, and let's get to Saturday. But, Pat, to your point, I mean, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I just speak for myself because of we talked about in the pregame how close every other game has been. And you think that, okay, the Chicago Bears, they look like they're getting better. They look like they're a better football team than earlier in the year. Ben Johnson has said all year, we'll be playing our best football at the end of the year. But we haven't seen them play a bad team yet and see how they stack up. And until you see it, you don't believe it. But today they went out there and they stomped the team. They should have took care of business with, as you talked about, and Mully, you talked about in the pregame show. They should take care of business against this Cleveland team with all their injuries and all the things they have going on and a young quarterback. And Pat talked about getting the takeaways and getting him to give you the ball and confusing him with coverage and making plays, although Jalen Johnson's interception was just a really nice play on the football. DeMarco Jackson, C.J. Wow. Gardner-Johnson. Just a team that we've come to know and love, right, this year. A team that runs the football, takes the ball away, and the quarterback makes the unbelievable throw. I don't know if he saw Delpit. Would you say he did? And layered the ball over his head, because why not?
pretty spectacular result for the Bears. But as you say, Olin, it's one to get in the rearview mirror. Appreciate it. Okay, fair enough. Let's go. You beat that team. You beat them well. You dominated pretty much every aspect of the game, as anyone can imagine. You got the three more takeaways, dominated time of possession. Really took care of business, Pat, as you point out with that song. And it is on to Green Bay, and it's a short week, so off we go. It's going to be a ton of fun.
One more to 11, right? I think that's math,
that's
correct?
It.
We're on to 10. One more to 11, that's all we need. No, but it is a nice win, and I think every year you look, and I've always wanted to be here. It's been a while since we've been here, right, where these December teams – you see these scores that are lopsided like this, where you have an injured team with a rookie quarterback and the good ones take care of business. And they did it. And they did everything they needed to do. There's things that, you know, as you take notes and you're watching the game, and Olin, you and I probably look through it, it's like a coach's lens and things that they could be better. And I don't want to be negative because they beat the heck out of them at 31-3, but there are things that can be better. And that's what's exciting too. I think as a coach, if you sit in there in the meetings tomorrow, you're going to praise all the good, but you're also saying, hey, guys, this could have been really put away early on with, you know, this mistake we made. We've got to fix this. We're still jumping off sides, missing 35-yard field goals, just little things that should be done that could be fixed up for the future. But they did what they needed to do, made it an easy win. Hopefully, you know, Cole came back, thank goodness, with the ankle. That scares you a little bit when you get into games like this with injuries. Rome obviously went out in the pregame, worried about him. But I think the biggest thing coming out through these games, guys, is injuries when you win like that.
Yeah, Cole went into that magical tent we talk about, right? Got carried off the field, couldn't walk.
Well, in
the tent, they got that Wolverine stuff in there, the X-Men Wolverine stuff in that tent, man, because those guys come out of there, Pat, and they are ready to play. But these Chicago Bears, right, I mean, take a second before we're on to Green Bay and trying to get into the playoffs with the Green Bay, San Fran, Detroit trifecta that everybody has been talking about. Can they steal one out of those three? Mm-hmm. A lot of people put this one in their pocket. But a couple of things from this game I left watching. I thought Caleb played really well. I thought he really managed the offense really well, threw the ball pretty accurately. We saw DJ Moore, a lot of talk all week about where has DJ Moore been. We talked in a pregame show that he, if you watch the film, he's open throwing the ball. Right. And the one time he threw in the ball today, he wasn't open, but he caught it anyway. Great catch. Great throw. I mean, that's, you know, in the pregame, we talked about his, I think Mully mentioned his ability to move and run all over the place, but he can attack the whole field. That was Jim Schwartz talking about, right? Like he can move around, but man, the thing that he can do with his arm is unbelievable. And then that defense, I know it's a rookie quarterback. I know it's all backup offensive linemen, but the show they put on today, Pat, with just not allowing any points, even playing to the end. And one play that I kind of wanted to talk about, because to me, I remember when we would play, Pat, and Mully, you've been around the league a long time. These kind of teams always scared me. And I'll find it. I'll find the video. And it was just a simple punt return. And I'll find when it was in the game. But I think it was Owens and Blackwell were blocking the gunner together.
Yes.
And they didn't do a great job. But it pissed them off.
Yes.
Man. Like, they were so pissed at each other. Like, this team is so into the game, into details, wanting each other to do good, wanting to play well, coming to hit guys, trying to do their job as hard as humanly possible. And the creativity in the run game is there. And obviously, after a 31-3 victory, all you can do is hand out roses. But that kind of football team, Pat, I remember being on a sideline and watching a team like that, being like, oh, we're in for a long day today. These guys believe in what they're doing and really are fighting hard to do everything correctly so they can win the football game.
Yeah, Olin, that's a great, great point. And I think I brought it up a couple weeks ago, and I want to give Jaquan Brisker some credit because, you know, I obviously keep an extra eye on special teams. And punt safe is when the defense stays out there when it's kind of fourth and short and you're kind of scaring them away from running a fake. And Jaquan Brisker's on there, right? And he's holding up a guy going way harder than he really needed to be. Like, a lot of times I'll hold up a little bit and then just let him run and release and you fair catch into the 10-yard line. But the effort guys are playing with, and you've got a starting safety on the punt return team playing with that effort. It's the standard I think that Ben Johnson has set for this team is showing. You know, that's a game where you're blowing people out and you're still playing to the whistle. You're worried about what your teammates are going to say. I would be on Mondays when you're watching film because you're trying to play perfect. You're trying to play great.
And they've all bought into that. And I think that's the standard that Ben Johnson has set and all the assistant coaches have instilled in their meeting rooms. And you're seeing that on the field. And that's a great call, because I saw that as well. And I was like, you don't get beat. I yelled at him, like, you don't get beat on a when you're doubling the gunner. That just can't happen. But to see them that upset just truly tells you what the makeup of this team is and how they're being coached.
Right. It started with Duvernay's return, right, and just how hard that – special teams, a lot of time, like, it'll show you what the culture of your football team is, right? How hard everyone's playing. And Pat, you're talking about starters being on special teams and taking pride in it. I remember Jason McKee, our old teammate, the fullback, who would be play special teams, great special teams player.
Yes.
I remember him telling me, he would tell Tim Spencer, our running back coach, take me off first team offense before you take me off special teams, right? Like, that's how much it meant to them to be there fighting for each other. So just a little play that I saw it, I said, oh, okay, this is the kind of team we're dealing with this year. Like, this, these guys, they are trying to do everything correctly.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary when you think about it. The Bears get the ball with Duvernay with the big return. They get the ball at the Cleveland 47 to open the game, and they don't go anywhere. And that's, I mean, that's kind of what Cleveland has done this year. They forced a lot of three and outs. That defense is still pretty good, but then they get the punt and Blackwell, as we rename Blackwell after he blocked that field goal. He downs the ball at the one, and they challenge it because it's such a key play. But it is down at the one, and you get good field, and you score a touch. It's like that game was a blowout from Jump Street, and they are making these dumb arse penalties all over the field.
Hey, Molly, before you keep going, do you think they had last week's game plan in Shadur's wristband?
Oh, my God. They redid
didn't
his
it look
wristband.
Like it, didn't it look like he was looking at the wrong game plan?
It could have.
And they changed it. They said in the game that they had to change the wristband. Wow. If they did that.
I only know because I coached Little League, and I used to do that sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I tried to change it. I tried to change the wristband.
that would be really seriously. That would be
hey, Pat, my ex-players would be like, Coach Cruz, this from last week. My bad.
Oh, my
God. That's also on the quarterback, too, right? Aren't you? Isn't that like the little
shot I should be going over? Listen, I don't know if this is true. I'm just saying. Oh, I wonder. If
let's say it is. Let's say it is.
Let's say it is. Let's say it because they did make elementary mistakes, right?
Yeah. A lot.
I mean, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, it's just nice, guys. We've been there, right? We've watched this game from the other lens, the other side, and it's just nice to be on this side.
So true.
And then going back to the DJ, the Caleb throw to DJ. I've been waiting for that. Quarterback to take a chance and make the throw, not the interception, not the sack or whatever.
The second touchdown. You
the
mean?
Second one, yes.
It's
just that's what we've seen enough good and great quarterbacks do that against us.
Someone should tell Moose that it worked because he didn't seem to believe it.
But it is one of those no throws, and then you're like, yes, how amazing was that? Yeah, but that's a good team. That happens for you, and I'm happy to see it happen. And this is a fun game to talk about because I've always felt like we've been the Browns for a while and doing the other post game show.
Yeah, really interesting to see what Brad Biggs tweets out from Joe Fortenbaugh, Mully's guy, about what the spread is in this game with the Packers coming to Soldier Field, right, with how good the Bears have looked. I mean, even on that kick return we're talking about, right, the Bears go three and out, right? DJ Moore gets a false start. Manungai drops the screen pass, and you're thinking, oh, don't tell me they didn't come to play today, right? Like, and obviously, you're nitpicking everything because you want to just blow these guys out and on to Green Bay, which eventually they do anyway. But just interested to see, like, what does everyone else think about this Bears team after they were just in a one-score game up there in Green Bay?
So Caleb ends up with 17 of 28 passing, 242 yards, that's two touchdowns, both to DJ Moore. He was sacked three times. His rating is 112.5, And his 242 yards passing mean he's at 3,150 on the year, which leaves him 850 short of 4,000 on the season. And he's got three games to get that. I don't know that that will happen, but pretty interesting that he, you know, one of the stated goals was that he wanted to be a 4,000-yard passer, first one in Bears history. He would need 283.3 yards a game the rest of the way.
I'd go take the odds in Vegas, Pat. I don't think he's going to do it, but yeah. But why not bet? You never know when. Like the run game, it just jumped out of nowhere,
right?
With Ben Johnson calling plays in this offense. The only thing I worry about is Romo Dunze and Luther Burden. How healthy are they, right?
Wow.
Luther Burden's been looking really good out there. Yep. His running ability, his after catch, and I just, you know, want to keep bringing up that. We talked about it in pregame. I don't want to act like it wasn't something I worried about, how cold it was today. And mm-hmm. how, like, good quarterbacks, like, you know, we played Aaron Rodgers, me and you played Brady here in a blizzard on, mm-hmm. December 12th, 2010, where he put up 370 yards, like he'd even notice, right, at 113 quarterback rating. But I thought Caleb was really efficient today. I thought his, you know, he was accurate most of the day. You know, there yep. was that fourth down where maybe he could hit Komet. I don't know. But I thought he played pretty good football. I wouldn't totally bet against these guys. They haven't put up those kind of numbers all year, but who knows? Who he is capable of those kind of games, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Who would have thought the Bears would have ran like they did against the Eagles? Mm-hmm. I could see one game where he does come out and throw for three plus, you know, a heavy 300-yard game and maybe gets that done, and he understands what he's going for, and maybe they you know, the last week against Detroit or whoever they're playing, you know, when they're playing the last game, is that another game that they could possibly put up some numbers and maybe he gets to 4,000. But the biggest thing is, guys, is just the growth of Caleb. And I think we've all wanted to see that. And I think we're all comfortable with it. I'd like to see a little more and a little faster, but I think he's getting there. I think he's better. I think Ben Johnson does help him. I think the marriage between those two guys is pretty good. I think Caleb is fortunate to have a great quarterback or a great coach like that with him. But I don't think Chicago can be upset with Caleb Williams. I think we've all got to agree that he's got some growth. That he has had some growth, but he has some still coming, but I'm happy with what I see.
I think you mentioned it earlier in this conversation, Pat. The idea that Rome Odunze suffers, aggravates his stress fracture in pregame warmups, that's the second week running mm-hmm. that they had a guy aggravate an injury in the pregame. Last week it was Kyler Gordon, who is now on IR, and it made me wonder what happens now with Rome Odunze. Did this just happen again? And what the heck are they doing when we've seen Jalen Johnson, we've seen DJ, we've seen a lot of players throughout the course of this particular season, at least four or five, go down with the same injury and then wind up on IR. And I'm not claiming that Odunze, I don't know what, if he mm-hmm. just felt something or what, but that's infuriating. I mean, that was an awful thing to hear when we got off the air and the game is starting. That's just awful.
Yeah, I think there's just some questions with the training staff. You know, the when you have repeat offenses like this, you got to question what is their protocol, you know, the day before, 2 days before Friday practice to find out can he truly play or not, because in the end that could bite you. I mean, that's a roster spot on game day, and those things are critical when you're, you know, limited to the numbers you are, that you lose a player, and that hurts you on special teams, that hurts you obviously at the receiving core, but everywhere. That if I'm the head coach, the general manager, I'm kind of asking questions. What's going on, guys? We got to get this fixed. We can't have guys go down on game day before the game. We can't. It's inexcusable. You can't have that happen.
Yeah, a couple of things I was thinking about when I heard it was, okay, are they being cautious because, okay, we got the Packers on Saturday? I don't know about
right.
that. And then the other thing I was thinking about was when these guys are practicing, I don't really know. I would have to ask Brad Biggs or somebody on the beat, Pat, do they practice outside or inside? Right? Because inside – where it's warm, that your injury is going to feel a little different. So if you have a soft tissue injury, you're going to have to show me you can run around in the freezing cold first before I take you to the game on Sunday, because it seems like both games, really cold games, that's always going to affect whatever soft tissue injury you have with these speed guys. And you're going to feel it more when it's minus two than you do when it's 30, right? So just something, just a couple of things I was thinking about there. Obviously, you worry about Roma Dunze because Mully is saying the last time we heard this, somebody went on IR. And I don't want to see Rome go on IR. And then I saw Luther Burden limping there at the end of the game. Yes. At the end of the game. And now I'm a little bit worried about our wide receiver depth. So like you're saying, Pat, the general manager, I'm sure the head coach, the high performance guys, the trainers, the doctors, I mean, we got to get this problem fixed. Some more problems you can't foresee, but a guy having a stress fracture walking on the field when it's minus seven, he's probably going to feel that a little bit in pregame. And you got to make sure that you've tested that a little bit on Friday up there at Halas Hall.
Yes.
All right, we've got to take a quick timeout. We will be right back. We're opening up the phone lines, 312-644-6767. That is the number. You, of course, are listening to the Score postgame show, the football postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Third Bears head coach to reach 10 wins in his first season. Ben Johnson's designs are on more, but a 31-3 win for the Chicago Bears today.
We're back with more of the Score's postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And the Bears winning 31-3, their easiest victory of the year. They did a great job against the rookie quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. He ends up with 18 of 35 passes for 177 yards. Much of that at the end. Three interceptions. He was sacked five times, and his passer rating was 30.3.
Well done, Greg. Yeah, we talked about going to the game, how tough of a matchup Dennis Allen is for a young quarterback, right? Especially a young quarterback with four or five offensive line starters out, and then Tevin Jenkins leaves halfway through the game, too. So you're down there to your third right guard there for the Cleveland Browns. But I just thought a really good plan by Dennis Allen and really just switching up from man, going to zone. You know, DeMarco Jackson's interception, he didn't even see him, you know, kind of a fake. Back to the defense, turn around, try to hit the quick slant. DeMarco Jackson sitting right there in his spot to make a play. It's kind of what we talk about in pregame. It's almost like Dennis Allen's, the guys are making the plays, but he's calling the plays and putting them in a position to make the play. And then they did that nice piece on Al Harris's room, right? Pat, how they talked about, they had all the takeaways on the wall. And it was nice to see the bucket with the footballs all signed. And then whose picture was above them? None other than Peanut Tillman, who was known for takeaways. Also, I guess I think they got their 30th today, right? Their 30th takeaway today. And I remember, I think Lovey's last year, they had 44. How insane is that? They had 44 takeaways. As crazy as this year has been, 30, they had 44 back then. But just a really good showing against a young quarterback. And really, you want to go in against a team as decimated as the Cleveland Browns and say, look, man, the defense, you're going to go out there and win that game today. And I think, you know, a lot, we had two touchdowns off of takeaways, and a lot of it was them just saying, look, you're not going to score today.
Yeah, it was really well done by Dennis Allen. And going back to the video of the room, I love that stuff because that's the culture stuff, Mully, that's built. You know, the tightness that's built amongst each position group, and that's the position coach's job to do that, and what a cool thing to have. And, you know, you build stuff that you want to do, right? You want to be the one putting that ball in there. I'm sure they have a whole thing. They probably slam dunk it or something. Everybody probably goes crazy and all that stuff. And you probably hear it down the hallway and everybody's like, oh, there they go again. They're celebrating another takeaway. And that stuff just spreads around Hallis Hall. And it's when you're winning and things like that happen, it's contagious. It's fun. Probably other position groups have different things like that. You know, we've seen in college the takeaway chain and all that kind of stuff that kind of spread around college. But there's always little things that go on in those meetings like that. And that was kind of cool, Olin, because that took me back to, you know, the O-line room and just the stuff we did. And, you know, you build a culture within yourself, and some coaches do it better than others. And obviously Al Harris is preaching that and getting it done. And I think they showed that to him on the sideline when they had two. He's showing the guys, we've got two. And he's probably telling them we need one more. And it's contagious there. And it's fun to watch. And it's great to see this staff that Ben Johnson's put together and see them come together and do, you know, what they've been talking about and being able to get it done.
And the Bears dominated statistically. I mean, you just look at some of these stats, it's mind-boggling. And, you know, we talked about the importance of having a run game on a cold day like that. The Browns wound up with 16 carries for 50 yards in the entire game. Now, two of those were from Sanders on scrambles, and that was 24 yards. Other than that, they did not run the ball at all. It was kind of extraordinary how little they got out of their running game and how the Bears dominated that aspect. The Bears rushed for 142 yards. The Bears passed for 219. It was just like every statistic you can come up with, they dominated it, and they did a great job with time of possession, as always, too.
They did. Now, I'll nitpick a little here. I mean, I don't know how you felt in the middle of the game, Olin. I felt like Ben Johnson got a little pass happy in the second half, and I was like, just run the ball. But then you look at the numbers here. The Bears ran the ball 33 times, and pass it only 28 times, but it felt like he needed to run the ball more. That's just the way I felt. I don't know about yourself, but that's nitpicking like, a 31-3 game, right?
You know what I felt like, Pat, at one point, because I think I tweeted out the guy with his hat that says run the damn ball, and then it was like Coastin Loveland's jet sweep, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You know, I think Zacchaeus, he was supposed to come in and block the guy Cole actually ended up on, who got the tackle, but
right.
I feel like if I was on Ben Johnson's staff, he would just look at me like, would you relax? You know what I mean? I feel like right. I'd be in his headset, like, you have to run. He'd be like, I know exactly what I'm doing. Like,
he's probably setting up the Packers.
I felt just like you. I felt just like you. Like, why are you throwing the ball all over the place? Run the damn ball. You're getting a little too cute. Where was it? Third and one. They went for a big play action pass where they missed Zacchaeus, where he slipped. They gotta punt the ball away, and you're like, what the hell? You know, like right there, I'd probably be yelling at him in the headset, and he'd yell back at you, I'm sure, F you. And, you know, the fun part of football, right? It really is the fun part of football. Right. And I call the damn plays, and at the end of the game, he's 31-3, and we got 33 rushes. But felt like you at one point, like it was a little too, like, trying to trick a team that we didn't have to trick.
Right. But is he setting up something in the future? I don't know, formationally, motions, all that kind of stuff. And that's the genius of some of these coaches, that they're tendency breakers, right? That they show a certain formation that's always something. He's like, hey, this is the game where I'm going to bust those tendencies. So when the statisticians and coaches are breaking this stuff down, now they've got something they've really got to look at. And I can't give him, you know, exactly what I'm doing in this formation. And that goes into the game. Coaches do that. And maybe that's what he's doing.
I think Pat's saying that he's setting up Saturday night. Next Saturday night, he's got
he's on
to
Green Bay. He was on. Hey, Owen, he was on to Green Bay in the third quarter.
Same time as me. Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you know, Pat, to your point, those kind of guys, and we, you know, I don't want to give him too much credit here, but it's possible with the way he calls plays and the way he does stuff is, you know, he may be that play he called, the pass play, maybe for the 49ers. You know, you don't even know what's going on. These kind of playmakers are that far ahead of a lot of guys, right? Wow. And honestly, when you watch his film, and we've talked about this, I mean, for me right now, there's McVay and there's Ben Johnson. And those are the two guys. Wow. I just posted on Twitter the run play, the first touchdown, and they were in diamond formation at two tight ends released to the left, and it just held. If you watch the whole second level defenders of the Cleveland defense, they're all stuck in place because both tight ends are leaving to the left, and they almost walk right into their blocks, right? And obviously the Bears offensive line, really good unit. If you get them the right angles, they'll dominate, but Swift takes it downhill, bounces to the right, and scores a touchdown there. Those are the kind of designs, Pat, you're talking about. Like these guys are calling plays that make sense, right? That are helping their offensive line, that are setting things up down the road. So maybe you never know. He could be tonight saying, you know, we listen to Olin Krutz and Pat Mallon, those two idiots on the radio today, and they don't know why I'm running the foot, throwing the ball on third and one. That's because when I play a good team, they'll be scared I might throw the ball.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I don't know why he's so mean to you guys. I think you should show more respect.
That's just football talk, you know.
Even like,
you know,
like he's me, thinking about it.
That is these were friends. It was like, you know, like stupid. Me and David Hall earlier. When I run him down, it means I like him.
Yeah. David would never do any of the things you've accused him of. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I could show you
get
the article.
That straight. Oh yeah, I know. I know all about that one.
Is it printed? Is it printed up behind you there in the office?
Hey, Molly. Never's a long time. Never's a long time.
David's a good man. And I look forward to talking
tomorrow. About that.
And I look forward to the two of you insulting each other tomorrow.
That's him and Biggs. That's not me and him.
Oh, okay. That'll happen too. All right, we've got a lot of people who want to check in. Let's get to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. We'll start with Scott. He's in Arlington Heights. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. Mully and Owen, I met you last summer, not this last summer, but the summer before 2024 at the Blue Cross Blue Shield studio.
Awesome, Owen,
you
signed
my jersey.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a great time. We had to get up early, but I don't know how you guys do that every morning. But anyway, Owen, you signed my jersey. We had a conversation later on Thanksgiving over the phone, and we talked about half the distance to the goal penalties. And, Owen, I remember that Thanksgiving day, there were a ton of penalties, half the distance to the goal, and then the defense had a penalty, and they were 15 yards. today the same thing happened, where the Browns on the first drive had several penalties right off the rip. Too many men in the huddle. I mean, they were pulling things out like illegal rubberneck. I think was the next one they were gonna pull. There was no consequence. I propose to you the rules committee should look at if there are maybe four half the distance of the goal penalties on the offense, that should be an automatic turnover on downs. What do you guys think about that? And, again, thank you for all your great times there at the studio.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you. What do you think, Olin? You're all for a change of those rules. I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting point because, he's saying, when they get half a distance of the goal, they move like half an inch, right? If you're on a 6-inch line or three, or whatever you are, 3-inch line. But you know, it's, the opposite is true too, right? If you get a pass interference on offense, then you only go 10 yards back, right? If you get pass interference on defense, it goes to the spot of foul, which could be 40, 50, 60 yards. So if they were to make every penalty fair, they would have to probably change more than one if it was fair for both sides. So that is always an interesting one. I always thought when I was backed up, I could care less if I jumped off sides or not, because where the hell are they going to move the ball anyway?
There is a rule, guys, on punt team. I wish I knew the exact details, and I know Vrabel used it against Belichick because they talked about it when they played together, that you cannot continuously false start on punt and try to run the clock out of the game. And then they call now, I forgot what the call is. I need to actually look it up. But they have changed the rules in certain situations like that, just to let the listeners know. But I don't know the exact detail. I should know the exact detail being the special teams person. But they have changed that up, that like at the end of a game, if you're in punt, you cannot continuously false start just to run the clock down to win the game. So they have adjusted things like that. I don't know if they will for that one. But they do think about everything, just to let everybody know.
And the penalties were lopsided in terms of the Browns having 6 to the Bears 4, but the Bears were penalized 25 yards to only 21 because of what the caller was mentioning. A lot of those penalties came on the goal line. It was interesting, I think, that the Bears didn't take some penalties. Like that number could easily have been closer to 9 or 10 than 6, and the Bears turned down some of them because of down and distance and whatever else was going on.
But they didn't. It was just good to see the Bears. You know, DJ Moore did have a false start. There was a couple other problems,
right.
but they were just a more disciplined team, the more organized team. They were the better football team everywhere today, right? Everything just looked like they understood their scheme. They understood what job they're supposed to be doing. They understood critical moments in the game, when not to make mistakes. Like we're talking about how to fight. They're even one time talking about special teams, Pat. I think it was their first or second punt. Well, it was right after Sanders. He ran, and then he was like they replayed it, and he was short. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after that punt, the ball bounced over the returner's head and into the end zone. And the two Browns gunners stopped at the returner instead of running down and making sure that he wasn't faking them out.
Yes.
Right? Like, to me, that's a huge mistake. Like, well, why are you playing their returner? And I'll send you the video if I find it. But to me, it's just little things like that throughout the game. And I thought to myself, when I saw that in the first quarter, I thought, oh, this is a losing team. They're going to lose today.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like that, you lose football games, right? When you're not making – like Blackwell is diving and not tight. He knows not to touch the ball, Pat, right? Like, unbelievable. Like, in his head is don't touch that damn ball when he goes to reach for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are well-coached football teams. And then I watched the Browns on the other end. They stop at Duvernay. Instead of someone going behind and making sure he's not faking them out.
Yeah, the coaching point on that is either sometimes it depends on the situation. One player will face up the returner and one goes to the end line. Maybe that side they didn't know, but that's coaching. That's 100% coaching. That's a great call. And then the Josh Blackwell thing it was amazing play, because you're taught when you see the returner kind of in that gray area on the 10-yard line, you know, doing the fair catch, find the ball. That's your first key. Find the ball. And he did. He found the ball quickly. Credit to him, because the sun, that's a tough place to do it too when the sun's shining like it is this time of year. Found the ball and made a hell of a play. And Olin, like you said, his wherewithal to know that, like, hey, I might be on the end line. I can't touch that ball.
Yes.
And that's just – Josh Blackwell is an exceptional special teams player, but also very, very smart. It seems like he does all the little things right.
Yeah, and I think that the Bears must have felt the same way. I mean, the minute you started seeing some of that stuff unfold, and then the penalties and everything that was going on, you got a sense, oh, these guys are worse than I thought they were. Like, and I wonder if that goes through players' heads. Like, oh, look how bad that is. And they're challenging that. Well, they're just losing a timeout for doing that. Mm-hmm. But we know it was such an important lopsided result for them that they were just kind of challenging it to challenge it because it could be game-turning. And they were lucky to get a punt off, frankly, from mm-hmm. that end, and it blew up on them the next play. I mean, the next possession, the Bears won fairly easily. So, you know, they just didn't look good, period, end of story. That's a bad football team.
That's really bad.
Can you imagine, being on the field and you're on defense or whatever side, and a quarterback has to go – I've been in those huddles where the quarterback has to go switch or do something, like the helmet's not working or the play call is not right. I've been in huddles where the quarterback – we have like our first 15, the quarterback calls the play, and I'm as a center, I'm like, we don't have that play this week. What are you talking about? Like, it's been the first play since you know, Friday night. What are you doing? Like, so anyway, you know, you see, like Mully's talking about, you see a few penalties, you see they got to switch out the play card. No one's hustling to the ball and punt. You know, to me, it's a wrap, man. I mean, the Bears are too good of a football team now to lose to a team who's going through all that. And obviously this team, man, I mean, the amount of backups on the field today was crazy.
Right. And mm-hmm. and in fairness, that obviously impacts special teams. You know, they got nobody. They got so many injuries and so many guys out. They're bringing up all sorts of people. I'm not making excuses for them, but – you know, we got to keep that in mind a little bit, but they were god-awful. All right, 312-644-6767. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nobody's ordered a milkshake today. Here's Fannin. And Fannin hit hard at the 25. 35-yard line. Just a stack of Chicago Bears defenders with Joe Tryon Choyinka, the former Brown, in there to make the stop along with several others.
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is just an energy with the Bears that the Browns are not able to match. You could not only could you see that hit, you could hear that hit and probably feel that hit through your television. And just the way this Browns offense has started out, and the defense as well. And this Bears team is just on top of them right now. It's going to be tough for Cleveland to find a way to dig out of this hole.
That is your hit of the game, sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com. Harold Fannin Jr., believe it or not, was targeted 14 times in the game. There was no one else that got more than four targets, and there were three guys that got four. He got more targets than all of them combined. He had seven receptions for 48 yards, and Joe Tryon Choyinka, the guy they acquired from the Browns at the trade deadline, cleaned them out pretty good, and there were multiple people hitting them, and they got, was it two of the picks on throws to him? I mean, it just felt like that's clearly the favorite receiver for Shedeur Sanders, and the Bears knew about it and blew that up pretty good.
Yeah, I just think that's a safety valve, and Olin, I'm going to go to the Wayback Machine. And I thought about this in pregame, but I didn't bring it up. 2001, when we played Detroit up there, and I think it was week 16. I know it was week 16, where we knew we were going to beat them. It was a similar time for the Lions. They were injured, and we were healthy, and we were going to the playoffs. And I think you guys in the second half didn't snap the ball with maybe more than 5 seconds left on the clock, and we just knew to get in there and take care of business and get out of there and be done. But I went through and looked at the stats. Their fullback, Corey Schlesinger, had 11 catches. So that's what made me think about Fannin, that they just had their little favorite guy. Like, hey, I'm just getting rid of the ball. I'm getting rid of the ball. And you're targeting the fullback 11 times as, you know, we're getting a lot of pressure on you. But it made me think of that game that, you know, you're not a good team. You're done. The quarterback just wants to make completions and get out of the game and go to your safety valve. But I had to bring that game up because it kind of reminded me of that you knew you were going to beat them. You knew you outmanned them. And it just, you know, you were going to win and get through that game, and they did it. But, Fannin was targeted quite a bit.
Yeah, and Moose was like, you know, after C.J. Gardner-Johnson's interception, Moose Johnson, mm-hmm. obviously the color guy on the TV, was saying, man, you're just going to him too much. You know, like the Bears defense knows that you're going to that guy. But, you know, as we talk about when you watch games like this and you play teams – I like the Cleveland Browns. You're always thinking about, okay, halfway through the second half, I'm thinking about the Packers. I'm thinking, okay, what about why does this Bond kid who can really run, mm-hmm. why does he look open, right? Well, he looks like he's open a lot here, and something you worry about going into the next week. But, yeah, that you know, he came in leading the team in receptions, and now we see why, right? Where that ball is coming to him a lot. And he is a good little player there for them, runs good routes, and mm-hmm. Gets some good yards after the catch also.
All right, we've got a lot to get to. Just on the way out, I should mention that Harold Fannin Jr. had seven catches. Next on the list was the running back, Quinshon Judkins. He had three catches for minus 4 yards. So that's how your passing game doesn't work much. But that was rough. He had, poor guy, had a long day, 12 carries for 21 yards. So, help.
The defense put on a show today, man.
It
was fun
a great
to watch.
Job.
And, you know, you can, I understand all the reasons why, but they still played good. They were still really, really tough, and they weren't giving the Browns anything, and they fought all the way to the end not to give them a touchdown.
All right, mm-hmm. We got to get to a break. We're going to play you some Ben Johnson. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach, his reaction after the game. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.